What is manifestation? These days, many people are familiar with the concept of manifesting and its popular tenet, the law of attraction. This idea grew primarily out of the New Thought movement that began in the United States in the 19th century. These writers and philosophers affected the way we think today much more than most people know. New Thought philosophers ranged from the mystical to the pragmatic, though they all shared a central belief: our thoughts affect our reality. They also shared a belief in God as a form of infinite intelligence that is everything and everywhere and that dwells in and is accessible to all people. These ideas were first articulated long before the modern self-help, New Age, and spiritual, not religious trends of the late 1900s. A brief history of New Thought. The notion that we're able to affect reality with our thoughts is both the most special and the most troublesome feature of New Thought. Most New Thinkers, especially the early ones, applied this concept specifically to health, with the fundamental belief that all disease begins in the mind. Phineas Quimby, 1806 to 1866, a New Thought forefather and the doctor of Mary Baker Eddy, who founded Christian Science, asserted that illness always arises from negative or erroneous beliefs, and that changing the mind, specifically making it, quote, open to God's wisdom, could initiate the cure of any disease. Later New Thinkers broadened the idea into the law of attraction, which states that we draw to ourselves a life that matches the quality of our thoughts. Napoleon Hill's 1937 book, Think and Grow Rich, was one of the earliest pragmatic expressions of the concept, a perennial bestseller on using non-physical means to attract wealth. Just as with teachings on achievement through physical means, there are both uplifting and harmful perspectives on achievement through non-physical means. We know people who are so capable at engaging these mechanisms that they seem to float through life with an almost magical ease, even when, quote, bad things happen. We've also encountered many friends and clients who, whether due to their own misunderstanding or through confused teachers, have gotten stuck in philosophical potholes around the law of attraction and related ideas. So, besides sharing the strengths of non-physical approaches, we'll discuss the damaging beliefs associated with them so you can steer clear. The power of positive thinking. Much of the value of the law of attraction can be attributed to positive thinking. The quality of our thoughts profoundly affects the quality of our life. If you consistently had positive thoughts about your life, do you know what would happen? Well, your experience of life would feel consistently positive. And that pretty much constitutes a good life, doesn't it? If you believe life is good, then it is good, to you anyway, regardless of the material circumstances of it or any objective measures. Your perspective is more important than your circumstances. Would you rather be poor and happy or rich and miserable? If you're happy, you're happy. But we're not trying to enroll you in a mind trick where you fool yourself into being thrilled by a pathetic life. As you make a habit of changing your thinking around what's possible for you, you become a different person, and then the objective circumstances of your life change. Have you ever met someone who is really successful and also super positive? Which do you think came first, the success or the positive outlook? We'd bet that 100 out of 100 times, the positive outlook came first. They saw themselves as the kind of person who had the kind of life they wanted, and they became comfortable with that and willing and able to receive it. Not only does a positive mindset favorably color the lens through which you view your life, it makes you alert for opportunities for sweetness and the advancement of your goals. The tricky part of positive thinking, or so it seems to a mind that loves complication, is remembering to do it. Many people feel it's not in their nature to be positive, or that life circumstances have made it difficult to be an optimist. but the truth is that they've just made a habit of focusing on and emphasizing negative viewpoints. It's an indulgence that people are often masochistically attached to. Have you ever been brooding about something, and you catch yourself going back to it over and over and over, even though it feels bad? You're addicted to the fight, even if it's all in your own mind. Furthermore, your own negative tendencies may be reinforced by the company you keep. Complaining and critiquing are popular social activities, and many people seem to believe that the ability to point out flaws is a demonstration of intelligence.